On today's show, we're going to talk about how do you bust through burnout, right? A lot of people are back to work. They are working harder than they've ever done before. And how do you make sure that not only you, but your entire team can make it through?
Salon owners are some of the most amazing people on planet Earth. The only problem is sometimes their hearts are so big and they give so much of themselves to their staff and guests that it creates unintended consequences. Our goal is to change the industry by elevating the way the rest of the world sees salons, spas, and barbershops and give it the credibility that it truly deserves. This is the Salon Owner Evo Revo Show.
Hey guys, what's going on? I am Jason Everett, and on today's podcast, we've got some really incredible resources for you. I think you're going to get a lot out of it today, and as always, is Mr. Doug Campbell. What's up, Doug?
How's it going?
Dude, as always, good to see you. Congratulations, by the way. Last night, you were on a little TV show called a CNBC. Congratulations, man. That was a big deal.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah, a little nationwide interview there, so that was,
you know, just bad. A little something, something. If you, in case you missed, you can go on our page and go on a High Performance Salon on Facebook and go check that out. We shared it there, so you can take a look at the quick clip of Doug talking about what salons are like as you're going back into them. What are some of the things that you're seeing inside salons? But if you guys are inside salons, you probably know what you're already doing. A couple of the things that I just want to talk about today, Doug, burnout is a real deal inside the salon, right? Is there are people right now that are going back to work, they're putting on masks. You've talked about this and you talked about on the show, right? Is that, you know, that there's a level of like relaxed dress code and like things you're trying to figure out because people are just slammed. You're having Christmas level business right now while you're back into the salon. Burnout is a real deal, right? Can we talk about that for a little bit today?
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's one of the things that you've got to be aware of, especially because people are coming back from not working for a period of time, mm-hmm. excited to be back. But then the reality of the world hits, the long days, the being on your feet, the heavy schedule, and then, you know, having to have that mask on. You know, the mask is the biggest thing. It's driving people nuts. And there's real issues with that. I mean, it's not just it's uncomfortable and weird because you're not used to operating that way. You have to enunciate very well because people can't understand what you're saying. I remember the first couple of days were open, people were having to repeat themselves so much and have to resist that thing of just snatching the mask off and saying what you needed to say. But anyway, there's a certain amount that your breathing is going to be different because you are breathing in more CO2 than what you're normally doing because right. it's being all trapped in your face. So yeah, all those things add up to where you very quickly people can start to get burnt out. So yes.
Yeah. And I've seen a lot of people are talking about this and they've been saying things like, you know, they're like, my lips are tingling, like my face is numb, like I'm having a heart, I've got lots of headaches, like all these things are going on. And I think those are all signs, again, of like, to your point, lack of CO2 from depending on what kind of mask you're wearing. But it's also a big deal that just really understanding that people are kind of mentally burned out, because we've talked about this before, Doug, is that like the hairdresser's heart is a really big thing, meaning that, you know, hairdressers will literally give up anything for themselves to make sure they care for and take care of their guests, right? Like this is a real thing. And for so many of them, they're stuck in this window of like, I want to serve everybody. I've got 1,000 guests that have been trying to get in that can't get in. And I will work 12-hour days, 20-hour days. I'll do everything. And as salon owners too, Doug, this is a huge thing that I'm seeing is that I was talking to some salon owners the other day and they're like, oh, I'm booked solid for the next 3 months. And I was like, well, I appreciate your martyrdom of being willing to like kill yourself to be booked back in the salon. But if you literally put yourself in a position that you burn out, you're not going to be helpful to anybody as a salon owner. And so there's some salon owners that are trying to escape from being behind the chair, you know, 30, 40, 50 hours a week. And they've just said, well, I'm just gonna have to go to work and work full time and just, you know, work my fingers to the bone to make sure this happens. What's your advice to people who are in that spot as salon owners right now?
I think it's about balance. You've got to work your way through that. I mean, it's like, yeah, your business in general is going to be busier, not just you behind the chair, but everything else. So how are you balancing that? Are you able to turn the switch off when you go home? Mm-hmm. Which I think is super important. I think that's a lot of the owners that I've been talking to are probably the problem is like, yeah, you know, I'm doing this. Then I'm going home, I'm eating dinner, and then I'm working until like 11 o'clock at night. And it's like, that's not sustainable. So one is like, you know, who on your team can you lean on?
Yeah.
You know, what can you do? How can you shift hours at the salon that you're open so that it's not trying to cram so many people into this number of hours? Opportunities for young people coming up. I mean, this is the best time to be a new person into this industry.
Totally. Because there's so many new guests. I mean, people are being flooded with new opportunities. And, you know, again, the negative is that there's some salons that didn't make it. The positive is that there's new guests coming into other salons, and people are really evaluating what their relationships are inside of salons. You know, this last week, was it this week? Yesterday, we did a training program inside of the High Performance Salon Academy called Busting Burnout, and we did a whole in-depth deep dive into, you know, how do you set up the systems that you need, how do you create all these things. Those are for our members that are inside our main program. But I think if we can share with you guys a couple of things that would be, and by the way, if you're worried about burnout, comment with the word burnout below, because I think for a lot of salons, that's a real thing that's going to happen, is that you're going to get burnout. You're going to have team members that are irritable, that are cranky, that are starting to get frustrated, right? And if you've seen some of that, do me a favor and say seen it in the chat, because I think that for a lot of salons, you're going to have people that are just, you know, they're on the edge, they're starting to get frustrated. And we've got a challenge for you guys today that you're not going to want to miss. So just stay tuned, and we'll talk about that in just a second, is we're going to give you a challenge today that'll help you bust through that burnout and make sure that burnout doesn't happen to you and it doesn't happen to your staff. Because I think there's a lot of people. Yeah. And by the way, Sandy, thanks for saying, she said burnout. Mark said burnout. And I think, you know, as you're looking at what you're trying to accomplish, right? And you're trying to see, okay, how do I make sure that I don't burn myself out? There's a big self-care ritual. And Doug, let's talk about like some self-care that you do, some self-care that I do, and that what we talk about with all of our people inside the Academy. I'm going to just drop a couple. Would you mind putting a couple in on yours too, from what you do?
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. So for me, I do something daily called the daily gratitude process. I learned it from Alan Walters and from Blair Singer. That's something that we talk about inside our Academy all the time. And I was going to pull it up. I don't know if I can pull it up real quickly here. But there's something called that I also really love called the 5 journal. It's called the 5-minute journal. You probably can't see it very well. Nope, I can't see it, but it is on my phone. This is the deal. Anyway, on this 5-minute journal on my phone, it gives a quote. Today's quote says, "When we seek to discover the best in others, we somehow bring out the best in ourselves." Wow, that's awesome. William Arthur Ward is the quote on that one today, by the way. And I think, you know, doing that daily process of being able to write down things you're grateful for, the 5-minute journal allows you to take a photo of your day and put that in there. So I do the daily gratitude process and 5-minute journal, just like that. I also do like a breathing meditation program every single morning. And then my wife and I have planned times throughout the week that we do something just for ourselves, because we have kids. You know, I've got a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old. And so we do a date night every single week, provided that we can. We haven't been able to during, you know, Corona time. But we've been able to, you know, typically kind of keep that ritual and those regimens to make sure that I'm functional and focused. And then the other thing that we do, as far as what we do on our internal team meetings, is we do something called celebrating wins. I learned that from Blair Singer also, is that we talk about every single week, we make sure the team is pouring out what are some of the wins that they've had for the week that they want to celebrate their successes and share with each other. So those are some of the things that we do. If you have some ideas of what you can do to bust your burnout, would you do me a favor and just comment in the comment section, just say burnout, and then type in something that you guys do inside your salon to make sure burnout doesn't happen. But Doug, what are some of the things you guys do to bust through burnout?
Oh, well, I mean, the daily gratitude is one of the things I think is just massive, huge. Right? Yeah. I mean, that's a big, because you had the choice to control your mindset. I tell people all day, if you got up every day and did what sucks about life, then you'd be pretty pissed off most all day. But I mean, it just shows the power of doing that. It shows how you can control your mindset. If you did what sucks about life every day, you'd have a negative mindset. It's very easy.
You'd be very frustrated at your day if that was the case, right?
Yeah. So, but you can start it off and get that mindset where you want it. So I'm a firm believer that all the positive and negatives are already in your day. It's just according to how you're going to sell your ship through that. The more positive, if you're going to focus on the positive, that's what you're going to see. That's what you're going to get more of. If you're going to focus on the negative, then you can find it. It's sitting there waiting for you. So it's your choice. The other thing that I really like doing is one of my regular. I walk every morning. I walk every evening. It just does me good to get out and breathe fresh air, see nature, just get release the day or get ready for the day. And really, the morning is probably more important than the evening walk.
Right.
Because it just it resets me. I've got a really, I'm fortunate to live in a really great neighborhood. It's got a lot of really unique older houses and everything in it. It's in the downtown area. So it's just neat to walk and just think. And usually it's a good 30, 45 minutes, which means I have to get up and get going. It's a pretty good walk, but I do it every day. It's super important. If something happens and I can't do it, I know it. Yeah. That's one of those things that it gives me a chance. I used to not do that type of thing in the morning. I got up, ate breakfast, and hit the road. I'm in a much better mind space now, even with all the things that are going on, because we've got two salons and a barbershop. We also have a restaurant, and everything's trying to come back. A lot of stuff going on, but that grounds me. That I think that's very important. But any of those things, you've got to protect them. Meaning that you can't say, I'm going to try to do this, and you kind of do it for a little while, and you say, well, that was kind of neat, but I just don't have you. Find something that you can do and something that you, more importantly, can protect in that area, in that space, and then protect it so that it happens on a regular basis. Because whenever it happens, just like working out, if you work out regularly, you see results. If you just go to the gym a couple times and then don't for a couple months and you're not going to get the results. Same principle. Protect it, make it happen, do something that you're comfortable with, and just move forward. It's like, I also like to do meditation, because that gets me in a good headspace. Kind of gets me in touch with me. And it may sound weird, but we lose touch with ourselves. And so sometimes in a moment of meditation where you can really get to a place where you're there connected to yourself and who you're, then a lot of things go away. Because I think knowing who you are and where you are does a lot for where it's unknown that makes people uncomfortable. I'm a big fan of the know.
Yeah, I see Stacy on here said taking supplements. Now, I want to just say one of the things, supplements is a big deal. I'm not a giant pill popper in general. I'm not a giant, give me all the pills I need to take. What I would just say, too, is one of the biggest things I've ever learned about kind of self-care and balancing and making sure that I'm not burned out is really adjusting the food that I eat on a daily basis. A lot of people, I think, go in and kind of medicate themselves in some form or fashion and try and, hey, I'm kind of depressed or I'm really tired. In our world, and not to go down this path forever, but we kind of live in this overly medicated world, in my opinion. And if you just look at it, a lot of what you can do can be adjusted by the food that you ingest and you consume. And for the most part, people know what food is good for them and not. Like pizza, good for you or not, you probably know. Cake, good for you or not, you probably know. And it doesn't mean don't ever eat those things. It just means make that adjustment. I know we're probably talking about kindergarten level stuff here for you guys, but if you really look at it, and I've had to have that wake up call over and over again, as I'm like, if I'm not really feeling well, start by asking yourself, what's my food? What are my rituals? What are my routines? I was on the phone with a client just the other day, Doug, and she was telling me about how currently through all Corona time stuff, she's been averaging between 3 and 4 hours of sleep a night. Any idea what that might do to somebody?
That's not good.
Right. That's just not functional. And we know these things, right? Yeah. Stacy also says, bring some juice in. Totally. So we know these things, but sometimes I think there's a huge difference between knowing it and then actually doing it and applying it. Right. I think that's such a big, big deal making sure that you know these things, but you don't do them. And I think right now, again, when people are in this mode of it's like all hands on deck sort of situation, we end up in this mode that just says, well, I'll allow it, or I'll do it for a time. And Doug, you talked a lot about this, about not letting those bad habits sneak back in. What do you want to say about that?
Yeah, because the bad habits are familiar, and bad habits, working yourself to death, being that martyr, it's familiar to you. So whenever that opportunity comes up, you're going to drift back to that. That's why a lot of people stay in situations that aren't great for them. People say, why are you staying in that situation? Well, because it's familiar. You're comfortable with it. It's the way we're made. So you just got to be aware of that. It's like, oh, am I falling back into that? Even though I know it's not healthy for me, but it's familiar. I know how to operate at that level of chaos. So forcing yourself back out of that. And I talking about the medicating thing, the headache pills, Tylenol, acetaminophen, all the different things. People get hooked, but I'm telling you, if you get up in the morning and you get some of these rituals with a daily gratitude and some kind of exercise, something that you're comfortable doing, then you'll get rid of, you won't need that as much, because a lot of those things are based off of stress that builds up. So it has nowhere to go. So it manifests itself as a headache. Yeah. So just give that a shot and see if some of those things don't start going away. But then again, though, popping that Tylenol is a habit as much as it is anything else. So yeah. You're going to have to break the habit of I feel like something's coming on and popping one. Try to do some other things and resist the taking the Tylenol. Just because less junk you put in the body, better off you're going to be long term, in my opinion. So I think there's better ways of handling some of that than the quick fix, because then that becomes it's the go-to thing, and that's just not healthy for you long term. So anyway, didn't mean to go too far down that hole.
It's good. And I think, you know, one of the things we talked about on the busting burnout training yesterday that I think was helpful for all of you guys to be able to use and have access to is that, you know, we just made a list. Like, it was a really simple list. We said, what fills up your bucket and what drains your bucket? Like, literally that simple of a list. So this is challenge number one. I guess I'm going to give you two challenges today. But two challenges as part of the podcast. Number one is make a list. Just take a sheet of paper, draw a line down the middle. On one side, write fill up. And on the other side, write drain out. And all I want you to do, if you're willing to do this, do me a favor and type in willing, because I think this exercise literally will change you, is that all you do is write down what are the things in your life that fill you up. And I would divide the fill up into two categories. One is in your personal life, what fills you up? And the second is in your business life, what fills you up? So, you know, it was really interesting yesterday. So I'm seeing all these salon owners talk about what fills them up. And they're like, what fills me up is having one-on-one team meetings, getting to see my guests again. And they're talking things like that. But then it was like, well, what drains you in the business? And they were saying things like, some people said one-on-one meetings were draining, or doing marketing was draining, or, you know, having to go buy inventory at the store was draining. So when you really get clear on what you have in your world that is either filling you up or draining you, you can start to make adjustments to your schedule. And what every single person did, and again, if you're willing to, do me a favor and comment willing, is that once you have it written down on paper, it just adds a level of gravity to it. It adds a level of reality to it. And all of a sudden, instead of it being something that you're like, yeah, I kind of have a good idea of what that's like, you actually get to know. And again, remember, you can do that list over and over again, but I think now is the best time you could ever do that list, is put that list in place. Figure out what fills you up, what drains you, and just post it somewhere. You know, whether you post it, you know, at your house or at your work or whatever, and just be like, hey, you know what? I need to, like somebody said on the thing yesterday, Doug, I think it was Letty. She said, laundry drains me at home, right? Can you relate to that one, right? I'm like, forget the laundry. Like, laundry makes me crazy too, right?
Yeah, laundry never ends. That's the irritating thing about it. It's like, I just did it.
Is it like no matter what? And again, I got two kids, like laundry is a never ending battle. And I said, you know, I know this sounds a little crazy. I said this to Letty yesterday, but I said, Letty, what if, I know it sounds crazy, but like, what if you just took the laundry that you did and just sent it out to a fluff and fold one time, just one time? You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know, I think that the big thing on, like, you know, sending it out to a fluff and fold just for 1 week. Just see what it does to your life. Just see what it does to your stress load. And even though it might be something expensive that you don't want to keep doing, it would be something really important to know what in your life changes when you do it that way. And so that, just something to pay attention to. And by the way, if you guys have something that that drains you, do me a favor and type in drain in the comment and type in what drains you and tell me. I'd like to know what are some of the things that drain you if you guys are participating with us live. And then the last thing I want to say is we want to talk about this. Doug and I have this exercise, and I don't even remember where I heard this from. I wish I could give full credit to it. I learned it a long time ago when I was running another company, and I don't know who exactly I got it from. So I wish I could give credit where credit's due on this. If anybody can help me remember, I would love to. But I remember we've named it this. This was not the original name. But the exercise is called a compliment waterfall. So somebody do me a favor, type in compliment waterfall. But Doug, let's talk about the compliment waterfall and how it works. I'm going to talk about what it does. And then do you want to take them through the step-by-step of how to do it?
Sure.
Is that cool? Yeah. So here's the deal. On a compliment waterfall, the point of doing it is that, I'm just gonna be really honest, sometimes this would never happen in your salon, clearly, but sometimes team members get bitter and snarky and biting with each other and make up stories about each other and just get pissed off at each other and start to imagine all these stories about each other. That never happens inside the salon, right, Doug? Never? They're all?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, never happens. So sometimes that can happen. And I'll tell you, my own personal story was I was working with this gal and, like, her and I hated each other. Like, I'm just going to tell you, her and I still to this day do not get along. We had to work together every single day. And I was sitting there and we talked about this compliment waterfall where you give compliments to each other and Doug will take you through the process. And I had to give this gal a compliment. And I was like, I literally, as I said this exercise in my head, I thought, there's no way. I have nothing good to say about this person. And this is me, right? Like, I'm literally working with her. Her and I are counterparts. And I was like, I cannot think of one thing to say that's good about this person. I can't. I can't do it. There's not one thing in my mind. And you know what? We are going around, and we'll take you through the exercise. We're going around, and as the other people are saying nice things, I'm like, oh, I guess she is okay. Yeah, I guess there is something. And I couldn't think of one good thing, Doug. I'm telling you. And so as we're going around, it was the hardest exercise for me because this person I loathed and despised and just thought was like my mortal enemy. And we got to me, and I was able to muster up some compliments for her. And it totally changed me. It changed my perspective. It made me reflect on kind of like what I was really doing to kind of poison our relationship. And like everything that I was doing with her, every interaction had that same attitude. I'm like, I can't think of one good thing to say about this person. That was literally how I treated every interaction with her. And like, how would that work inside a business when the two of you are trying to work together if that's the case? You know?
Right.
So, yeah. All right. So it's, here's the deal. Go ahead, Doug.
I'd say it's very powerful. It's a powerful exercise whenever you do it. It's something that has. Do you want me to go through the walk through it?
Walk through the step by step, because I want you guys to do this. If you're willing to do it, do me a favor. Like, so just say waterfall in the chat if you're going to do it. But Doug, why don't you take them through? How does this work? How many people should it be?
So you can do it either in person or you could do it in Zoom, according to how big your team is. So you'd have one person that is receiving the compliments and then everybody else. So that really is putting them in a circle works best. So you have five or six people, one person gets in the middle and they face each person. They're facing a person, that person gives them a compliment. All they can say is thank you. And then they turn to the next person. Because a lot of times we want to deflect the compliments. We want to say, oh yeah, but, and we try to devalue compliments that are given to us. So this doesn't allow you, you have to absorb it. You have to take it. And that's hard. And sometimes it's emotional for people. They turn to the next person, they give them a compliment, they say, thank you. And then you just rotate through, each team member gets their time in the middle. But very powerful whenever you hear other people complimenting people that, you know, say, oh, well, that is true about them. Oh, that is true. And then when you hear people, you know, appreciating you in ways that you don't feel like you were ever really appreciated, just super powerful. We just did it with our front desk staff, with the rest of the team. It was just for the front desk staff. Cause they're the ones, you know, at this point they're taking the brunt of it. I mean, they're, you know, handling appointments, phones, things are just nuts. And they're the ones taking them and keeping everything running smoothly. And it made a big difference. Not that they didn't feel pretty, but they felt super appreciated and super special and just really gave them the energy, which some of them were probably at the point of burning out and blowing up. It just re-energized them in a way and made them appreciate it. There again, you know, you could do the what's wrong with everybody, which that's kind of the default that we fall into as we talk about what's wrong with everybody and not what's good about people. So being conscious about walking down that road of saying, you know, let's do this. Let's talk about what's good. And everybody has to do it. And it's a little.
Yeah, that is the key. Like you could screw this exercise up by just saying, does anybody have any compliments for Doug? No. Right. Right. Like the way it works is so that one person stand, whether they stand in the middle or whatever it is, and they literally turn to every single person, you know, you can do it sitting down in chairs and just, you know, just go around and like, if everybody's sitting in chairs, be like, okay, we're all going to give a compliment to, you know, Sarah or to, you know, Roger or to Mike or to whatever, and go all the way around. It's okay. It's better if they can face the person. It's a really big deal. Normally what happens is you will have your entire team in tears within the first one or two people. Yeah, Doug? I mean, that's
obvious. Oh, yeah. It's because we're not used to that level of vulnerability, and that's why it's super powerful that all you can say is thank you. You can't devalue the compliment. You have to
justifying. No, don't.
Right. And it's and then sometimes people that may have a little problem with each other, they like really connect on this thing because it's a powerful process for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So guys, like I said, I wish I had a credit to give where credit's due. I know we've modified it a little bit, but I think this compliment waterfall is a great challenge for today during the podcast. And again, we want to continue to give you guys more challenges. If you guys are down for more challenges, do me a favor and say challenges in the chat, and we'll keep working challenges into the podcast. We want to give you something that's applicable. You can run in your business every single week that you're like, hey, what the hell do I do on my next team meeting? How do I make sure that it's fun, it's entertaining, and we'll give you those challenges. And if you guys want, you know, other things, you're like, hey, Doug and Jason, really appreciate the podcast. Because again, we're on, I think we're on like episode 8 right now or something, Doug. We're kind of cruising along. along through this process.
Closing on 10 quickly.
Yeah, we're closing in. So if you guys want more things as a part of the podcast that you want, you're like, hey, I want more team meeting tips, or I want whatever, do us a favor and just, you know, comment in this podcast, let us know, and just keep us posted on what's going on. By the way, if today's podcast has been valuable for you, do me a favor and comment below valuable. And if you're watching as a podcast, or you're listening as a podcast later somewhere else, and you're like, Jason, I can't comment on any of this stuff. Well, that's cool. I appreciate that you're driving around listening to us in your ears. And if you want to catch us out and get more podcasts like this, we'd really appreciate it if you were able to write us a review. So we'd love for you to write us a review if you enjoyed today's podcast. And if you love more and you want to leave us a review, go to ratethispodcast.com/EvoRevo. Again, ratethispodcast.com/EvoRevo. And you can leave us a review there. More reviews we get, the more people see what it is that we're doing, and the more salons that we can serve as a big part of what we do. So thank you guys so much for being with us today as a part of the show. Share this. You can find it on YouTube. You can find this on Facebook. You can find it on Instagram, and you can find it on your favorite place that podcasts are broadcast. Doug, thank you so much for being on today. Everybody else, thank you for being here. And I hope you have an exceptional week as you get back to work.
Take care, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Evo Revo podcast. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe, leave us a review, and you can always get more information, including show notes and the video episodes, at evorevopodcast.com.